James O'Keefe has done it again, but this may be the biggest expose of his career because he just opened Disney up to a massive class action lawsuit for their systemic anti-whiteism because one of his journalists captured a senior vice president on video openly admitting what the diversity, equity, and inclusion hiring policies actually mean. And well, this is obvious to everyone, few people dare say such things out loud. But unfortunately for this guy, he thought that he was on a date, most likely, because that's James O'Keefe's MO, in order to capture these people on tape, admitting what it is that they or their companies are involved in.
Certainly, there have been times where, you know, there's no way we're hiring a white male.
Just kind of unspoken.
There are times when it's spoken, but...
How would they say it?
There's no way we're hiring a white male, but we'll care.
They say like straight to you, or, okay.
They'd be very careful how they message that to agents.
According to these videotapes, Disney blatantly discriminates against whites, white men in particular.
I think I'm sort of like well prepared for it. I'm well positioned for it. But as far as Disney's concerned, I'm a white male. That's not who they're looking to promote at the moment.
As a white guy, even Michael has his own doubts about the possibility for advancement for himself at Disney. In fact, Michael actually got to experience Disney's discrimination against white males firsthand.
I've been at the company 11 years now, so I have friends in HR and I have friends in those divisions. And they're like, look, nobody else is going to tell you this, Mike, but they're not considering any white males for this job. They're just not.
That pretty much sums up the over 20-minute-long expose report that James O'Keefe put together. If you want to watch it in its entirety, of course, go over to his YouTube channel and check it out over there. And this puts Disney in quite a bind because now, undoubtedly, Stephen Miller's America First Legal Foundation is going to put out a notice for any employees who want to sue for being discriminated against for being white and either not hired or not promoted. And that would also include this guy. And if Disney fires him, then he'll have a second lawsuit, a wrongful termination lawsuit as well. But instead, they may opt to offer him a very lucrative non-disclosure agreement or a severance package in order to try to silence him from making any more problems for the company, because this is going to be a huge can of worms. And of course, so far, the liberal media industrial complex is completely ignoring this story. A quick search on Google News for the keywords reveals that only OutKick, which is a subsidiary of Fox News, and the Daily Wire, to their credit, you know, some people have black and white thinking that the Daily Wire is all bad. Daily Wire does some great work. I'm not saying that they don't, but they also have major flaws as well. So my job as a media analyst, a media critic, to show the good, the bad, and the ugly of media and the ins and outs of how it actually works. So Daily Wire, OutKick covered it. Other than that, just a bunch of small unknown blogs. The Media Research Center, which actually does very good work, but no major liberal outlets whatsoever. They may eventually cover it. They're not only always behind the curve, but they lie by omission, and they don't want people to hear about such a story, particularly with such damning evidence regarding such a major mega corporation. And speaking of diversity, which is obviously a code word for less white people, yesterday was June 19th, another diversity holiday that old Joe made a federal holiday. Officially, it's called Juneteenth National Independence Day because actual Independence Day, the 4th of July, offends a certain group of people. So they needed their own Independence Day, and it's to commemorate the end of slavery, which actually had already been ended, but the Democrats down in Texas didn't tell their slaves that they were free and that there was the Emancipation Proclamation. And so by the time they finally found out, it was June 19th, 1865, and so now they commemorate that as Black Independence Day. But instead of thanking white people and commemorating the sacrifice of over 360,000 Union soldiers from the North who gave their lives in order to help free the slaves, now we have people like this.
This holiday is also a good reminder. It's a good reminder, especially for white people, that not everything is for you, and that's okay. If you want to know how to recognize the holiday and acknowledge the holiday, pay a black person. whether it's a Venmo, a PayPal, a Cash App, whether you shop from their store, whether you invest in them through way of Patreon or something else, pay Black people.
Yes. Hey, random Black person, happy Juneteenth. Let me Venmo you $25 so I can help relieve myself of this white guilt that I've been carrying around.
I just want y'all to know that everybody does not have Juneteenth off. I'm stuck in this office, in the white man's office, working for the white man. Real modern day slavery. Stop inviting me places because I can't go, y'all. I have to work and I just want to know, are we getting paid double today? Not everybody, just the Black people. We better be getting paid double today and I'm not playing.
I'm not playing, yo. Having a job where her boss just happens to be white is modern-day slavery to her, you poor thing.
Considering you have Juneteenth off for work.
It's a federal holiday, by the way, which means that like, all the government agencies are closed. Probably the banks are closed. The mail probably didn't even come yesterday because old Joe added another diversity holiday onto our calendar.
If you are a non-Black person, the very least you can do is acknowledge Juneteenth. I was on a call earlier today and there were non-Black people talking about, wow, we have a random Wednesday off. What are we going to do? Tell me why. I just chimed in and I was like, oh, you could go to a Juneteenth celebration because it's Juneteenth. And while that is not a big deal, it just is so jarring because I've seen people talk about it last year and I'm starting to see them talk about it this year. But the fact that non-Black people just have the day off casually and there's so many Black people that take this holiday serious and just want to cherish the day but simply have to work while their non-Black counterparts have the day off and can't even simply acknowledge and say happy Juneteenth, it's very telling.
Well, lady, I'm not going to wish you a happy Juneteenth, but I will sarcastically wish you a happy Kwanzaa this year. And just now, when I was searching for the Urban Dictionary's definition of Black fatigue, which it lists as the deep mental exhaustion from being forced to care about Black people and their actions 24/7, I found that many of them themselves are actually co-opting this term and then trying to turn it back around on us, like this person who published a book titled Black Fatigue, which they are describing as the intergenerational impact of systemic racism on the physical and psychological health of Black people. I'm sorry, but that's ridiculous. The Urban Dictionary's definition captures the essence of it perfectly. Not all of them, of course, just the Black Democrats and those who wrap their entire identity around their race instead of around their religion or what it is that they do, or instead of being an American. And now the Democrat Party is getting extremely concerned because this year there are a lot of Blacks leaving the Democrat plantation.
49% of Black voters across six of the top battleground states have said that they would back Joe Biden. 4 years ago, it was nearly 9 in 10 voters nationwide cast their ballots for Joe Biden. And Harry Enten here at CNN had an analysis that has stuck with me that says that Trump has doubled support among Black voters from this point 4 years ago, in part because he's polling in a quarter of Black voters under the age of 50. If something isn't going wrong in terms of the Biden appeal, something isn't going completely right.
Of course, because those are Americans who happen to be Black and see Donald Trump's policies as not benefiting them as a racial group or as an African American, but see Donald Trump's policies improving everyone's lives. And how many generations can you be duped by the Democrats when they make all these promises to the Black community and then things just keep getting worse? While I'm completely opposed to pandering to various ethnic groups in hopes of winning over their votes, a winning strategy is showing that the Democrats' policies are actually terrible for them and the Republican policies are better for everyone. And now even many Latino voters have joined the Trump train.
For African American and Latino voters, that a Trump presidency, Trump re-election would be terrible for them. So just please do what you did back there from the Biden campaign's point of view. Just do what you did back in 2020.
That's the Democrat slogan, that Donald Trump is going to be terrible for Black people and Latinos. This is how concerned the liberals are that so many Black people are shedding their racial-centered identities and exchanging it for an American identity.
I don't want to hear anymore that black men are voting for Trump. Black women resoundingly will show up for Biden, and they're going to bring their sons, they're going to bring their grandsons, they're going to bring their husbands, and the black vote will turn out for President Biden.
While she is right that a majority of them will still turn out for old Joe, a significant portion of them are leaving the Democrat Party, and not only the polls are showing that, polls you can't really always trust, obviously, but all of the Democrat pundits are concerned about it, and she is in such denial. She's trying to just have magical thinking by declaring that they're just never going to leave the Democrat Party. And speaking of identity politics, Glenn Greenwald was just on Tucker Carlson's podcast where he made some very interesting revelations that you'll never hear on Fox News and especially on the Daily Wire about how a certain foreign, well, I better just post it on my Locals page because you know how YouTube is these days. Locals is basically a private subscription-only blog. They're owned by Rumble, so it's a free speech platform, and it's a great way to sponsor my channel for $5 a month by clicking the link in the description below and then gaining access to all the clips that are too hot to be including on YouTube or any other big tech platform. And just a heads up, most of my shirts from markdice.com are now available in tank tops for the summer. So if you don't see them on the homepage, just click on the design that you want, and then down on the bottom, you'll see options for the tank top, long sleeve, and the hoodie. So head on over to markdice.com and get your An Appeal to Heaven shirt, the new Teflon Don shirt, MAGA Mafia shirt, the Total Eclipse 2024 shirt, a whole bunch of new designs. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.